Acts 10, 1 through 8. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort. A devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, "Cornelius." And he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside." When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among those who attended him. And having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa.
So just kind of an introduction. This is the word of the Lord, but kind of an introduction of some stuff that's about to happen.
Yep.
Okay. But you have this centurion. Okay. And he's a good guy. He's, he's a good man. But you know, a centurion. And so, and he sends for Peter. He's in Caesarea, which Caesarea was kind of the Roman hub of the day. Herod had built, you ever been to Israel?
I have not.
Jordan.
I need to come on one of your trips. I know.
2022.
I know.
We're going. So Caesarea, it's really fascinating. They had built this huge harbor there. It's amazing. This huge harbor there, ships could come in and out. It's a man-made harbor. I mean, they're doing this in like, you know, 2,000 years ago.
Wow.
And so it's gone now because tides and earthquakes and stuff. But you can see where it was. And it was this huge city that they'd built really is just for Caesar, right? Mm. Caesarea. Mm. And but Joppa's just to the south of there. Joppa had kind of been the classic coastal city. And then Caesarea was kind of this new city. So you have this centurion, this he was known as the Italian cohort. And God begins to, or this angel, obviously, by the Lord, begins to point him in the direction of good news. What are your thoughts on the passage?
Yeah, well, I think you had mentioned it with Abby, I think yesterday, just you see the unfolding progression of the gospel moving
it's
out.
It's creeping.
Right? From
creeping.
Yep. And I mean, that's, 931. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, it's moving, you know, it's moving out. And so I love this passage, right? There's a transition. Cornelius in Caesarea, this centurion who feared, you know, it says feared God, gave alms, prayed continually. So he had, you know, he was doing a lot of what Jewish people were called to do, like kind of the religious practices. But this angel appears and in a sense says, you know, there's something even greater than this,
right?
Like that will actually bring you into this new kingdom. And so I think it's, you know, it's a encouragement to us to seek the Lord, to be faithful. And I love that, you know, God records for us that it is answered.
Yeah, there is a little bit, if you seek me, you will find me kind of thing here, right?
Yeah.
God does show himself to those, you know, who long to see him.
He's not a Jew, right? So Gentiles were allowed to, in a sense, come into becoming Jewish.
Right.
But doesn't seem like he's done that, right?
But he's so, kind of doing that. He's at least...
But that's my point is like, okay, here's this man who seems to want to, in a sense, be in the kingdom of God, or like become a Jew.
Right.
He's doing all these things and God answers him.
And you know, it reminds me of, you know, even kind of what we talked about in the talkback this week and then what we talked about on Sunday. God is seeking worshipers for himself. Mm. And here's this guy, this centurion guy. Yeah. And God says, "I want you to be one of my worshipers."
Yeah, it's amazing.
And I got a guy that can help you out. You know, I have a similar story. You know, I think I've even shared it on Our Daily Rhythm. I was in Indonesia one time, and similarly, this guy had someone come to him in white in a dream and said, "Hey, good news is coming." Mm. Eventually a Bible showed up his house, and eventually I showed up his house with another guy, and we were able to deliver the gospel to him. It's kind of like this story where this angel is just saying, "Look, you know, I can't even tell you the good news, but I can tell you where to look for it."
Yeah.
And I kind of think this is, you know, Zane Pratt, mm-hmm. he says he doesn't know a Muslim in the Middle East that's come to faith outside of a dream and vision, but he also doesn't know a Muslim in the Middle East that's come to faith only by a dream and a vision. There's always good. Like further revelation that is attached to that. And this, I think, is kind of the, what I would say, prototype of that. Mm-hmm. It's God kind of drawing someone to himself through the work of this angel. And of course, later, you know, Peter is going to come. Well, there's something that has to happen in Peter's life then before he gets to come. So,
but Peter speaks words, right? Right. He's going to share the gospel with him.
But right now, Peter's unwilling. Maybe his heart will change tomorrow. Mm.
Stay tuned.
All right. So for Jordan Coughlin, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.